Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the heart of liberal Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Best friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Now here are your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's the Thursday edition, and it just got better. We've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom, our good friend Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. Find him at the Bill Press Podcast and right here on the Devil's Advocates. Thanks, Bill, for coming around.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, it's good to join you on a Thursday, not a Friday.
I know. Yeah. I feel like we should be rolling into the weekend after we're done with this interview, man.
Are you our D.C.-based Cub reporter? I understand there was a near domestic terrorist incident in D.C. What was the scuttlebutt on the ground, Bill? Were you hearing anything on the police scanner?
It's right down the street from where we live. We live on Capitol Hill. I walked by that Library of Congress, I think it's the most beautiful building in Washington, right across the street from the Capitol. That fountain that the truck was parked in front of is as close as we have to any of the great Roman fountains in the United States. And so some, you know, nutcase shows up with his pickup truck, says he's got a bomb. Who knows if he really did? Says the truck is loaded with explosives. And so law enforcement was there. They did the right thing. The place was, this was 9:30 this morning. I had gone over to Virginia, coming back at about 3 o'clock. The entire Capitol area was still totally, blocked off and everything, all the streets closed. And they evacuated the main Jefferson building, the Madison building of the Library of Congress, and the Cannon office building, the three biggest buildings nearby. And they negotiated with a guy, and now he's in custody. Who knows what his motive was, but you know, what it tells me is that thanks to Donald Trump and January 6th, the United States Capitol is now just the main target for these nutcases who I'd be willing to bet, because he was hollering revolution. This is a Trumper who believes the big lie of November 3rd, stolen from Donald Trump. And he's just, you know, he's a little late to the party, but he's just making his statement and trying to blow things up.
Well, the suspect has been identified, and ironically, yeah. Bill, you're right on the money, because the guy was at the Million MAGA March in November, this very same guy, and posted video thereof. Overall, we don't know what motivates this individual, but domestic terrorism's up, and I suspect it's being motivated by white evangelical Christians. It's being motivated by Donald Trump, and it's being motivated by this polarized political outlook. But quite frankly, it's scary, Bill. I mean, we hear all these anti-Muslim bans, these anti-Muslim policies. I mean, it's been a long time since our country was threatened by Muslim terrorists. Hell, we're cooking them up. We're baking them up in the kitchen right here, Bill.
Look, it is very scary. We all remember as long as I've been involved in politics, there were always these scary militia groups, right? But they were up in the mountains of Idaho. There weren't a lot of them. They were rare. They were nutcases. They were considered nutcases. And they were in very remote areas. And they had their little drills and all that kind of stuff, right? Donald Trump brought them into the mainstream. He has endorsed them. He has ratified them. He has legitimized them. And now they are leading, they really are, the QAnon and the rest, they are leading the Trump anti big lie movement, if you will. They were front and center on January 6th. They organized January 6th. They are out there today saying there's going to be another, September 18th. They're having a big rally at the Capitol in support of the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. All of whom ought to be in prison for treason, right? That's in my opinion. And Donald Trump has made them heroes. So, yeah, these nutcases now, you're right. And I mean, I said this on NPR the other day and yesterday and got some crap for it. But, so some people are saying, we got to stay in Afghanistan so that Afghanistan doesn't become, a new, a breeding ground for terrorists. The terrorists are not all in Afghanistan. First of all, if they can't be in Afghanistan, they're all over the world. But as I said on NPR yesterday, they're in Somalia. They're in other countries in North Africa. They're in the United States of America. And they are Trumpers and they're leading the fight.
Bill, a little off topic, but you've been a public figure for a number of years. You've been a lefty broadcaster, a CNN pundit, and lots of public appearances. Have you ever personally been concerned about violence directed towards you, Bill?
A little bit. Not so much. I got it more on talk radio in Los Angeles. Now, Los Angeles is a pretty liberal community, but Los Angeles is like the hole in the donut, right? And the areas around Los Angeles were pretty red at the time. And I got some threats then. I talked to the police about them. But for the most part, that's it. I must say, I have not had to have private security.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our pal, Bill Press. You can find him on the Bill Press podcast. Sorry about that, Bill. Didn't mean to stomp on you there. Yeah. You had a piece out on the Hill, which actually brought you to my mind this week, and that's why we're having this conversation, an opinion piece entitled, Afghanistan Was Wrong from Start to Finish. Bill, want to go there a little bit with you, sir. And I did text you some pushback, but how exactly is this a failure? Let's talk about that. Did we lose the Afghan war?
Yes, we lost the war. You know, at the end of the Vietnam War, Henry Kissinger said, the good news is the war is over. The bad news is we lost it. To me, that sums up Afghanistan. I don't see how you can call it anything other than a failure. We were there 20 years, longest war in our history. You know, you can go down the list, but the Revolutionary War was maybe 7 years, the Civil War, 5 years, World War II, 5 years, World War III, World War I, I think 3 years. 20 years in Afghanistan, $2 trillion, 2,500 American men and women lost their lives, probably 300,000 Afghan civilians and military. And what did we accomplish? The Taliban were in charge of the entire country on day one when we went in. They were in charge of the entire country this last week when we ended the war. I don't see any win there. I think we just have to accept it. We went in, I believe, on a legitimate short-range goal, which was because the Taliban would not let us chase Al-Qaeda. We wanted to knock off the Taliban so we could get Al-Qaeda and get Osama bin Laden. We accomplished that. We drove the Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan within 6 months. That's when we should have brought our troops home. Instead, we launched into with typical American hubris, I would add, we launched into a 20-year-long nation-building campaign to build a central government in a country that has never, I emphasize, never had one. Alexander the Great tried to organize Afghanistan. He got chased out. The Brits did in the 19th century. The Russians did in the 20th century, and we did in the 21st century.
Bill, I appreciate your point. I would just say a couple of things.
All
right. You can't spend money on war if you don't have a war, right? And if the point of this endeavor, they haven't, you know, I don't recall what the reasoning was. I mean, as you mentioned, of course, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, you know, basically having a haven there, and Osama bin Laden got all that. Okay, but once that was all done, once that was all, you know, what was the continuation? Why were we there? Well, I mean, I look at it as just a money suck. It wasn't it was specifically articulated, in my opinion, Bill, above and beyond what you stated, the short-term point was, nation building was never going to work. We had 17,000 private military contractors in that country as of April, man. We've been spending money left and right over there. I just think it's been a big grift this whole time, surrounded the reasoning for it, Bill, the war, you know, nation building, spreading democracy. But you can't spend $2 trillion on a war if you don't have a war, Bill.
Well, no, I hear your point. And by the way, what you say is true of every war. I mean, every war is about the military, the defense contractors. Every war is about big business. Every single damn war in our history, even the Revolutionary War, okay? So that is true all the time. But if you look back at the statements of going from George Bush and including Joe Biden, by the way, 20 years ago, once the Al-Qaeda was chased out of there into Pakistan, we all said, now we're going to stay and we're going to build this new Jeffersonian democracy. That was BS. And what it was, you're right. You and I don't disagree on this. It was a sink for spending money there that we should have been spending back here. And all of that money was going into the pockets of the contract, mostly the contractors. And by the way, the money we were giving to the Afghan military, one of my sources told me this week, never got to the military. The Afghan generals were pocketing the money and their soldiers weren't getting paid, which is one of the reasons, as soon as they saw the Taliban flag, man, they turned and ran for the hills. They had no loyalty to the Afghan military or the Afghan government.
Bill Press, should Republicans win back the House of Representatives, do you think this will be their justification to impeach Joe Biden sometime early in 2023? Talking about Afghanistan. We're under a minute, Bill, but we're going to keep you around. So you can think.
No, I'll just say, no. Yeah, they'll try for it. They'll try, but I don't think it'll work. You know why? Because 70-80% of the American people don't support this war in Afghanistan. Who gives a rat's ass about Afghanistan, frankly? Seriously. They're not a national threat to the United States of America, and everybody knows that.
Don't tell them that on Fox News, Bill Press. Come back with us. More of our fine guests. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Never get involved in a land war in Asia.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a load of money.
To conceal the source of money as by chance.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but they are kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, go online to devilradio927.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. He stuck around. We appreciate him doing so. He's Bill Press from the Bill Press podcast. Bill, obviously, the Afghanistan die has now been cast, and there's plenty of blame to be, you know, cast around, depending on which news outlet you watch. It's either Trump or it's Biden, although I'd put W in the mix, and probably Dick Cheney as well. But how do you think the president's reaction has been? We played his speech out live, the Afghanistan speech, and I like the speech. You know, he has been castigated for that speech, not taking proper credit or something on right-wing media. But my question, since that speech, he's basically gone underground. He's back in Delaware to hear tell. Should Joe Biden just basically bunker up for a few more days and hope the news cycles get better? And I see 6,000 Americans could be evacuated from Afghanistan today. Well, that'd be a good headline. But right now, you know, other than the interview with George Stephanopoulos, he's bunkered down. What do you think of that policy, Bill?
Look, I think there are two issues here, right? First is the war, and the other is how we ended the war. I distinguish the two. The media has been paying most attention to how we ended the war, the mess at the airport, particularly those first 2 days, right? And so I think we have to say that that messy ending to the war, I mean, it was chaos. It should not have happened. And there's a lot of blame to go around, starting with Donald Trump, as you mentioned, even starting before that. The deal that Trump made with the Taliban back in February 2020 set the stage for the Taliban to take over, really. You know, remember this? Donald Trump was talking about inviting the Taliban to Camp David.
Yes.
Come on, right? And also, Biden got bad intelligence. My sources tell me the CIA was telling Biden, the Taliban is a lot stronger than you think. They're going to take over. We better start getting people out right away. The generals were telling Biden, the generals who've been in charge for 20 years and said, we're doing a great job training the Afghan military, man. Woo-hoo. They told Biden, don't worry. We got this under control. We'll have plenty of time to get people out. Unfortunately, Biden listened to the generals. So you got to say, I think he gets a lot of the, look, he's the president, rightly or wrongly. He gets a lot of the blame for the way the war ended. But I focus on the fact that the war is over. You know, George Bush said, once we accomplish our mission, we'll get out of there. He didn't do it. Barack Obama said, it's the bad war. I'm going to end it. 8 years. He didn't do it. Donald Trump said, it's the bad war. I'm going to end it. He didn't do it. Said he made this deal with the Taliban. So I give a lot of, I give Joe Biden a lot of credit. And I'm glad he didn't, like you, I like the speech. I'm glad he didn't back down. He said, you know, why should we be sending our sons and daughters, I mentioned this earlier, to fight for a country that will not defend itself? It's immoral to ask our kids to do that. And Biden said, I made the right decision. I think he did. And here's, I'll tell you this, history books will show, in my judgment, that Joe Biden ended the war in Afghanistan. History books will not talk about the fact of 2 days of chaos at the Kabul airport before they got their stuff together, which, as you point out, Crew, they have today. The flights are leaving around the clock, right? And there are probably 10,000 people they've got out of there by now. So the military's finally got its stuff together, and they're doing a good job.
Well, General...
So, yeah, I think Biden will let this thing play out. And as he said, we'll keep the troops there long enough to get all the people out who have to get out. Then we're done.
Well, Bill, I saw General Milley, who's gotten a lot of credit, depending on which news source you watch, or a lot of blame because he's the woke general. But General Milley effectively said, you know, we never saw this coming. We couldn't have possibly imagined that the Taliban would sweep through the nation in like 11 days. But I heard testimony earlier today played out on a right-wing source where Seth Moulton, a congressman, was questioning Milley months ago about this and asking him, was the plan in place for the rapid evacuation of Americans? And Milley at that time said, no, they didn't have this plan in place, Bill. This part of it, though, is it's a black eye for the generals, for Biden. The withdrawal is a black eye.
I think it's a black eye for the military. It's a black eye for the Pentagon, and it's a black eye for our intelligence agencies. Look, they were blindsided on September 11. They were blindsided on January 6th, and they were blindsided in Afghanistan. So I think there's another whole question here. What the hell are they doing with all the money that they're giving them, both our intelligence agencies and the Pentagon, frankly? No, I think Milley looks really bad here. And again, for 20 years, these generals were saying the Afghan military, they're getting it. They love this training. We're giving them all these weapons. What were they doing? They were turning around and selling our weapons to the Taliban. And the generals didn't even know what the hell was going on. And Milley is number one. No, I think there could be a couple of heads, or maybe should be a couple of heads roll out of this. I would put Milley at the top of the list, and maybe Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor.
And perhaps some committee investigations. Bill Press podcast, got you for about another 90 seconds, Bill. on the foreign policy issue, any concern that the way that we've behaved, certainly in Afghanistan, as you mentioned, some of these other intelligence failures over the last several years, but most specifically Afghanistan, that our standing in the world, you know, that others will question our resolve in Taiwan and Korea and, you know, other spots around the world that we have a heavy military presence. Any concerns in that regard, Bill?
I think it'll hurt us a little bit, but not much. I almost have to laugh out loud when I hear people say, oh, Biden has adopted the policy of abandonment. Okay. I forget whether you guys have kids. Okay. I do. If you're a parent and you raise your kid for 20 years, right? And you give him every freaking thing you can, you pay for everything. And at the end of 20 years, you say, it's time for you to stand on your own 2 feet. You know, you can't be accused of abandoning your kid, right?
Right.
Jesus, we were there 20 years. We did our very best. And so screw that. You know, I think people know, particularly, you do your share, we'll do our share, right? But we can't do it all.
Bill, my plan's to leave my kids in a Walmart parking lot someday soon. Thanks for coming around, Bill Press. More Devil's Advocates.
We need to talk about a field trip. I haven't been to Madison for a long time.
All right, you're welcome. Come on, Bill, anytime.
All right.